Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, a podcast with marketing and business tips and strategy specifically for freelance translators and interpreters. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, a longtime freelance translator with an education and professional background in marketing. Tune in to hear tips from my own experience or from other translators and industry experts. This episode is brought to you by CrossCheck, one of the first mandatory QA processes in the translation industry since 2005. Now you can prove how good of a translator you are and document it to your clients with a personalized seal. So CrossCheck points out all those embarrassing mistakes even professionals sometimes make, like double words, mistyped or forgotten numbers, omitted glossary terms, you get it. If you translate with Trottos, use the CrossCheck Trottos Studio plugin, available for free in the Trottos App Store, to your QA translation work in real time. For those of you not translating using Trottos, when you are done with the project, you can upload the bilingual files at runcrosscheck.com and check for errors in an instant. To prove a project went through a rigid Q&A process, CrossCheck generates the CrossCheck seal, which is a link unique for each project, and you can deliver it to your clients where they can confirm your effort. Go to runcrosscheck.com for more information. That's runcrosscheck.com. Simply register your email and try it out for free today. Can you really learn how to attract your ideal clients, raise your rates, grow your income, and market consistently as a freelance translator without becoming overwhelmed or stressed? That's what my course, Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators, is all about. It gives you a system to market your translation business to the right clients at the right price and to stay competitive. The course registration for the next session is now open, and I'm doing a rerun of an interview with course alumni from 2019. They're talking about their impression of the course and how it helped them. The 2021 session will also have two guest speakers or teachers. They've graciously offered to teach about their expertise, direct mail campaigns to potential clients, and productivity. See the course registration page for more information about them. Now let's get back to the episode. Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you are having a great day wherever you are, and thank you for tuning in today. Let me ask you a question. Can you really learn how to attract your ideal clients, raise your rates, grow your income, and market consistently without confusion, overwhelm, or stress? That's what I say in my marketing or my sales page for my course, Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators. Instead of talking any more about this course myself, I wanted to ask this question or ask some alumni from the previous session of the course what they think. So in this episode, I interview two translators that took the course last year and they who have been graciously willing to be put on the spot and be interviewed in this podcast about the course. First up, we have Beth Gardner, an Italian, French, and Spanish into English translator living in the UK. You can find out more about her and her translation team at awesomeservices.com, and I will put a link in the show notes, of course. Let's hear what she said. Hello, Beth, and thank you so much for taking my call. Can you first just briefly explain who you are and your translation business?
So my name's Beth Gardner. I'm a freelance translator and copywriter. I used to work in Italy and I was working there in marketing. I spent 4 years in marketing before I set up my own business, and I decided to put my marketing insider knowledge to good use with copywriting and translation. And I've just recently moved back to the UK, so I'm developing that side of the business back home now.
Okay. It sounds very familiar with the marketing background.
Yeah.
So you have taken my course, Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators, that was launched in May 2019, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So can you, where were you in your freelance translation business before you started this course, especially when it comes to marketing and working with your ideal clients?
So at that point, I had been translating for about 2.5 years, mm-hmm. and I found that I was working a lot, too much, mm-hmm. But I was working with one agency in particular. And I found that what I didn't really enjoy was that they were sending me a lot of urgencies, and things that would come up for them would end up ruling my days. And I'd end up having to put other things on hold for them. And so that was what I wasn't really enjoying and that I wanted to change. I wanted to just really work with direct clients and other freelancers who I've developed a good relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you decided to take this course to achieve these goals. So what did the course actually help you with?
It gave me the focus and made me set aside the time to think about things, to develop a plan, to kind of develop some focus in the direction that I wanted to go in. And so that was really useful because I then started to gradually roll it out. But nevertheless, things started to change. And I'm now not working with agencies anymore, only working with direct clients and other freelancers. And I'm just generally in a much happier place with my business and not working 20-hour days and that kind of thing.
That's great. So do you think that the actual lessons or worksheets help you clarify what you needed to do?
Yes, definitely. And I still find them useful now because the other day I was trying to get a contract confirmed. And during the negotiation on price, I went back and looked at the pricing module just to check that I was going in the right direction. And it was really useful. And in the end, as you'd already said in that module about having a lowest price and not going any lower than that. Mm-hmm. I didn't go any lower than that. And I didn't hear back from them for another 2 weeks. And I thought that the deal had fallen through. But then just the other day, they got back in touch and said that they wanted to work with me on the project. So that was really useful advice.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And I also had some lessons on mindset and how to think. Have they helped you?
That was definitely useful because I think it was one of the things that I was struggling with as well. Also because I think I almost thought that the kind of service I was offering was normal, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But the more I speak to other people, speak to clients and other people in the industry, the more I realize that actually what I'm offering isn't standard and shouldn't be considered standard. Mm-hmm. It's a very high level of service, mm-hmm. and that, as you say, should be it should be remunerated. And having the right mindset to go about knowing what I want for myself, what I'm willing to accept, and most importantly, what I'm not willing to accept from customers anymore, has really helped.
Would you say that it feels easier for you now to communicate the value you can provide?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, but also because I have I've sorted out one of my websites, which is it's called Awesome Services, and it's the website that I've put together to kind of explain my work with other freelancers to direct clients, because often I find that direct clients, they don't necessarily want to work with a single freelancer because they think that you're not big enough, that you can't handle the amount of work that they might want to give you. Mm-hmm. Whereas now that I've developed that website and I've shown exactly how things work, how I work with other freelancers in my network to put together the best service possible for the customer, mm-hmm. it means that they're able to go on my website, see that, understand that a lot more clearly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've found that it's had some really good results.
Okay. Speaking of results, do you have any numbers? Do you have any numbers on prospects or clients after the course?
I definitely have a lot more prospects. That's mainly because I find that I've had a lot more time to go to events, to network, to meet new people. Whereas when I was working with that agency in particular, I was just sat in front of my computer all day. So I definitely have a lot more, prospects. I think I have three new clients. Mm-hmm. I hope there'll be more soon.
Okay, great. So can you tell me any concrete actions you took based on the course?
Yes, so the first things that I've put into practice were really developing my online presence. So I updated my LinkedIn profile, which really needed to be done because it hadn't been done for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I updated my website, the one I was just telling you about. I also have put into the schedule developing a new website based on specialization. So that should hopefully be coming towards the beginning of next year. Mm-hmm. I also developed a pricing strategy as well. So just the whole fact of setting out exactly what my lowest price that I'm willing to accept is for certain jobs has really helped me not to go below that. Mm-hmm. And to keep on track of things. And then I've gradually been upping my lowest price. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's been good.
Sounds good. So when you purchased the course, you had already worked as a freelancer for 2.5 years, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the course was at an appropriate level for you as an experienced translator?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's so nice to hear. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you.
Good luck with your translation business.
Thank you very much.
Love that, Beth. Thank you. The next interviewee is Abby Huber, a German and Spanish into English translator based in Rhode Island, US. You can find out more about her on her LinkedIn profile that I will also link to in the show notes. This is her interview. Welcome, Abby Huber. Abigail, do you go by Abigail or Abby?
Usually I go by Abby. Yeah.
Okay. And you are one of my alumni of the Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators. So it's nice to have you or to chat with you today. Can you tell us a little bit first about yourself and your career in translation?
Sure. Well, I've been working as a translator since 2013, first with German translation while I was living in Germany, and then also with Spanish translation, mm-hmm. And now interpreting as well. Lately, my specializations have been in the areas of medical translation, clinical trials, as well as other fields related to education and psychology and special education. Mm-hmm. So anything that relates to public health through the environment are my biggest interests, which I'm hoping to expand more in.
So you took the Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators earlier this spring. So before you decided to take this course, where were you in your freelance translation business, especially when it comes to marketing and working with your ideal clients?
So I would say that the past, I guess I've been working as a translator for about 6 years, and the whole time doing active marketing has been the most challenging thing for me, because as I think you mentioned in your course, many translators, those translators who don't have the background in that area, don't have maybe the skills to mm-hmm. know how to do it. So that applied to me. Mm-hmm. And I really love translating, but I've never felt confident about how to reach out to new clients. So I think I've always had it like on my to-do list that the thing that I push back every week and never get to.
Yeah.
It was really a need that I had.
Okay. And did the course help you with that?
Yeah, it definitely. I certainly feel that I have a lot of tools now, and that I know the things I just have to do in order to get where I need to be.
Okay.
So it was definitely exactly what I need.
Okay. Some more clarity.
Right.
Okay. That's great. So that's anything else that the course that you felt like it helped you with?
Gosh, well, the course I think helped me with a lot of things. Let's see. Certainly connecting me with other translators who are working on the same things.
Mm-hmm.
So be able to talk with them. Also that you had a weekly meeting of the course participants so that we had some deadlines there where we needed to come to you with questions by a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
That really helps hold us accountable to try to get through the material and make some progress.
Mm-hmm. You are among one of those that also started, you continued these meetings after the course was over, right?
Right. So our study group that we started during the course, we've met at least twice a month since the course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're planning to talk next week as well.
Okay.
And we've said that it helps us at least hold each other somewhat accountable to do some things that we've said we would get to. I know that for me, the biggest challenge of being a freelance translator is really working on stuff alone.
Like without being able to discuss with other people.
Exactly, right. Because yes. I'm happy to work on translations alone and then, you know, check in with other translators for, you know, feedback as needed. But mm-hmm. somehow part of that, because translation is, you know, easier and it's what I really enjoy. But then if you get to something like marketing, which doesn't come naturally to me, then it's harder to work on that alone.
Okay, that's, yes, I'm happy to see that you guys have continued to meet and that you found each other and have a little accountability group. So you would say that it's mostly an accountability group, or do you discuss marketing together and what you're going to do?
Yeah, we have, I would say it's both, you know, accountability, but then also we've looked back at your materials a couple of times to say, like, you know, how could I do this?
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean? And so, like, I know that I personally process things a lot by talking through them.
Yes.
Because then that's a way to connect what you're learning with what you already are working with. So that's the chance to do it with other translators.
So would you say you've taken any actions after the course?
So I have set up some systems to have a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken some steps towards that. I've gone into Trello and set up some boards that I think could help me be organized to have a regular plan for reaching out to clients with marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also, in a notebook, I've put together like a kind of a chart of the different areas that I need to focus on, because I found that in the course there were different areas that need action, such as website or collaborating with other translators for revision, or attending different association conferences or different industry conferences. And so I made a chart on paper that I think is helpful to think about the different areas and mm-hmm. kind of make sure I'm remembering to do things in each one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so far I've taken steps that have helped me get more organized.
Okay, that's great. Was there any particular lesson or module that you found especially useful for your situation?
Oh, but, you know, they were all so helpful. And, you know, and everything that has worksheets that can be printed out,
mm-hmm.
Like especially defining the characteristics of the clients,
mm-hmm.
And trying to narrow down really the ideal client,
mm-hmm.
those are things I would have thought about. how to package your services.
Okay. So you have 6 years of experience. Was it at an appropriate level for you?
Yeah, it was at a good level for me, because that's really the piece that is hardest is the marketing piece. And I've gone to other workshops and like a master class about how to advance your business and marketing. Uh-huh. But I found that what was missing from those was like concrete steps on how to break things down and how to like get over certain hurdles, which I found was really useful in your class with the worksheets and very actionable broken down steps.
Okay. You felt like it had more concrete steps.
Right. And the helpful worksheets and visuals. Right. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Abby.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. I hope you found it valuable to hear what some of my students say about the Marketing Mastery course for experienced translators. Registration for this year's session is now open, and the course starts March 2nd. Over 200 students have taken my previous courses, and this is a new advanced course created from my experience and their progress and feedback. Marketing Mastery for Experienced Translators will help you define and find your ideal clients, demand higher rates, find your unique selling point, and help you communicate it to your clients, create clear goals and a way to reach them, and create a marketing plan and schedule so you know how to market, when, and to whom. This course is specifically for more experienced translators. So if you want to find out more information about it, go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/marketing-mastery-course for more information or to register. I will put a link in the show notes. And the show notes can be found at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/234, episode 234. If you have any questions, you can email me at tess@marketingtipsfortranslators.com or comment in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I hope to see some of you in the course that starts soon. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, I wanted to tell you about an upcoming free webinar on January 27th. At two different times. This free masterclass is backed by popular demand, and in it we will talk about the 5 mindset shifts you need to grow your translation business to 6 figures. So we are going to talk about how to grow from working too much for too little to a thriving freelance translation business, working with your ideal clients and projects. You will learn how to charge higher rates, the common excuses to charging more and what to do about them, how to finally declare a niche, so you get tips on how to find a specific niche you can focus on, and how to sell results, which means helping clients understand the value of your services, plus how to keep bringing you in new leads. So you will get focus and a plan for new leads so that you can keep the projects coming in and grow your income and business. Whether you feel like you're working with the same old clients, unable to grow your income, or working too much for too little, I want you to know that it doesn't have to be that way. With some new strategies, and in particular, a new way to look at your business, you can be on your way to 6-figure freelance business. I have interviewed many 6-figure freelance translators, including myself being one of them, not being interviewed, but being a 6-figure freelancer. And I want to share the 5 most important shifts we've all done to get to a 6-figure annual income. So join me to find out what to do to start shifting your mindset and grow your business in 2020 and beyond. Just go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/yes to register and choose your time. There will be a recording if you can't attend live, but if you attend live, you will be able to get all your questions answered. So I hope to see you on January 27th. Thank you for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you found some good tips to apply to your freelance career. If you did, a great way to show this is by leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening app or to share the episode with other colleagues. Do you have a topic, question, or a guest you would like to hear about here? Send me an email to podcast@marketingtipsfortranslators.com.